In late March 1781, about 500 Patriot or Whig militia are trying to remove or burn supplies all over town before probably pulling out to the east across the river at Campbelltown with whatever they can carry. They were ordered to collect all of the boats in the area as well. Cross Creek, solidly in Patriot hands for the 4 years since Moore's Creek, has become a major military supply depot for the Southern Department of the Continental Army. In 1781, the commander is General Richard Caswell. This first state governor had taken the role after hitting the term limit of 3 consecutive terms per the first state constitution. The depot kept busy over the years acquiring, storing, and shipping salt, leather, beef, pork, wheat, and horse forage for both regular and militia troops from North Carolina. Now, however, British Lieutenant General Lord Charles Cornwallis is headed this way. His army was badly hurt in its victory at the Battle of Guilford Courthouse in today's Greensboro over the Continental Army of Major General Nathaniel Greene. It is coming here because Cornwallis thinks Cross Creek is under Loyalist control. On Friday, March 30, around 1,700 redcoat infantry and cavalry, plus artillery, wagons, camp followers, and people escaping slavery, marched down Maiden Lane from the right. They had crossed the creek a few hundred yards upstream. The British probably set up along the banks of Cross and Blunt Creeks. Their camp would have covered all of the modern downtown area, overlapping the likely 1776 Tory campsite. Follow the walking instructions by the photo of British reenactors and go to our next audio clip.